They're prepared to go back. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Republicans intend to hold Joe Biden accountable for his decision to leave Afghanistan. We all know that. Heck, there are even Democrats saying that. But at a press conference yesterday, House Republicans went even farther. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, member of the Gang of Eight, which means he has access to the intel briefings, says the latest briefing left him to conclude that the evacuation is going to be a failure.
There's no possible way that we can get every American that's still in Afghanistan out in the next 7 days.
And so he and the others asked reporters in the room to put pressure on the president to issue an ultimatum. Texas Republican Jake Elzey, a veteran of the war, laid out what he thinks Biden should say.
The mission is complete when the mission is complete. And if the Taliban harms a hair on an American's head, all those aircraft and those aircraft carriers, those AC-130s, we will rain hellfire down on you until all Americans are out. And that's what this administration needs to be saying.
So Representative Elzey is prepared to restart the war if we can't get everyone out. Representative Michael Walsh of Florida agreed, then went beyond even that, saying the threat to America posed by the Taliban in Afghanistan is now greater than ever.
A Taliban takeover equals Al-Qaeda 3.0. And one thing that Joe Biden either won't admit or doesn't understand is that what happens in Afghanistan doesn't stay in Afghanistan. It spreads like a cancer. It will follow us home.
And if Republicans can take Congress in 2022, it sounds like their top priority will be to stop that threat.
And I can tell you we're going to lead that effort from Congress because the administration won't lead to continue the fight and to continue to keep America safe.
And just to be clear, based on the intel he's seen, Representative Walz says that will mean sending soldiers back to stop the terrorists who he says are already gathering in Afghanistan.
The intelligence community has been very clear. They have the will and the intent to hit us again. So as we head into the 20th anniversary of 9/11, we now face the prospect of our soldiers having to go back in.
So for these members of Congress, at least, it isn't over. They are prepared to return, to learn from the 1980s, to learn from 2001, to pick up the fight where it left off. And this time, get it done right. As they say, third time's the charm.